companies.
We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Tuesday, everybody. We're getting closer to the weekend already. Anyway, it's warm outside. Matter of fact, Altus, you're the winner. And Mangum, 97 degrees. You guys are the hot spot in the whole state. The May Ranch is the coolest at 86. Arnett, you're 93. Slapout's 92. Lahoma's 95. It's warm. Check out what it looks like out in the Panhandle. About the same. 97 at Miami. 95 at Dozer. 95 at Wellington. Childress, you're 94 degrees. Odell, you're 95 degrees. Just warm. Everybody drink plenty of water. Just don't do anything silly, all right? We want you to listen to the show tomorrow. So anyway, this is Jimmy's tip of the week. Do not wear your pants in top of your boots and walk through a bunch of winter grass. I'm still picking it out of my sock. What a dummy. Anyway, that's your tip of the week. Do not walk through winter grass, cheat, or anything else to that matter of fact, with your pants tucked into the top of your boots. It just doesn't have a good outcome. Not very good at all. All right, let's see what's happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Grain and soybean futures were lower in overnight trading as a merge nears completion and as wheat conditions deteriorate. 97% of the U.S. corn crop has emerged as of the start of the week, from the prior five-year average of 96%, according to the USDA. In a report, 4% was silking versus the average of 3% for this time of the year. Down here in western Oklahoma, it's not a good time for it to be silking, not with these temperatures. About 69% of the crop was in good or excellent condition, down from 72% a week earlier. 90% of the U.S. soybeans has emerged, and 8% were blooming as of Sunday. That's up from the average of 87% and 6%. The agency said some 67% earned top ratings, down from 70% a week earlier. 52% of the U.S. winter wheat crop was rated good or excellent, up from 49% the previous week, according to the USDA. 40% has been harvested, a jump from the previous week, 27, and prior five-year average of 25%. I think we're just catching up on some little fields here in Oklahoma. Panhandle, they might be a little behind because of all the rain they got there last week, but anyway, we're pretty much done here in Oklahoma, except for here and there little fields. Spring wheat is off to a good start, with 71% earning top ratings for the week, though that's down from 76% that was good or excellent 7 days earlier. Corn futures for December delivery fell 4 cents to 4.47 and three quarter a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat futures for September delivery lost a penny and a quarter to 5.69 and three quarter, and Kansas City futures dropped a penny and a half to 5.86 a bushel. Soybeans for November delivery declined 7.5 cents to $11.23 a bushel. Soy meal fell 2.40 to 3.4470 a short ton, and soy oil was down 0.19 cents to 43.65 cents a pound. Money managers cut their net short positions or bets on lower prices to the lowest level in 3 weeks, while raising their bearish bets on soybeans, according to data from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Investors held a net 209,000 future contracts in corn in the 7 days it ended on June 18th. That's down from 219,000 a week earlier in the smallest bearish position since May 28. Speculators, however, raised their net shorts in soybeans to 99,000 future contracts. That's up from 61,000 contracts a week earlier, and that's the largest bearish position for beans since April 30th. In wheat, hedge funds and other large investment firms raised their bearish bets on soft red winter wheat futures to 54,000 contracts. That's up from 50,000 the week prior, and the largest such position since April the 23rd. Investors held a net 29,000 futures contracts in hard red winter wheat, up from 15,000 7 days earlier. That's the largest net short position since the 30th of April. Well, let's see what's going on weather-wise in our farm belt. I think we all know. Extremely hot weather is again expected today in a large chunk of the corn belt, the Delta regions, with temperatures forecast to hit the triple digits. Advisories have been issued due to extreme heat from Nebraska, south into Texas, and east along the Gulf states. Heat indexes in the southwestern Iowa will top 100 degrees this afternoon. In central Kansas, values of 105 to 109 Fahrenheit are expected. Excessive heat warnings will take effect later this month in parts of the eastern Arkansas and parts of it where values will hit 112. Heat-related illnesses increase significantly during extreme heat and high humidity events. So I got a couple things to say about that. With this extreme heat going on, please check on your elderly neighbors. Whether you're in town or out in the country, keep an eye out on them. And of course, pay attention to your animals. There's these baby calves that have been born here in the last month. They don't like heat and this much heat, and they're hiding everywhere they can. So anyway, pay attention to your cattle, your horses, your dogs. We putting the dogs inside in their kennels while I'm going to work now, because that one dog of mine, her temperature that she likes best is like around 30 to 35 degrees. She is a cold weather dog, and this heat, she's not got as much ump to go as she'd like to. Anyway, I want to send out a big shout out to David Meisner. Come over his and combine the Matruda cow last Friday, and I seen David over there once, but anyway, his son, Alexander, the Great, is what I call him. Anyway, he was running. He's 15 and a half years old. He ran it all. Mom and dad brought the trucks over, semis over, and Alexander ran the combine. He backed the trucks in, moved the trucks out. For a 15-year-old kid, and he's very well-mannered. For a 15-year-old kid, I'm totally impressed. And I texted his dad here earlier to ask, because I didn't even know. I figured he was 14 or 15. But anyway, he's 15 years old. They were loading up this morning when I went by there to head to Kansas. But he ran that big combine, did a really good job combining my Truda cow. And speaking of that, I didn't even talk about that yesterday. But anyway, Alexander, you get a big double thumbs up in the air for me for doing such a great job for a 15-year-old kid. The belt broke down on the chopper, I believe it was, the big belt. And anyway, he wheeled it over there and started working on it and had it ready to go by the time his dad got there with the new belt. And anyway, I wish we had a million kids just like him. It'd be a great world to live in agriculture. Speaking of the Truda cow, I've seen grasshopper damage to wheat, Truda cow, everything. And kind of made me sick the other day back over there on the south side of this 80. The grasshoppers completely destroyed, got it all, 20 acres of Truda cow. there was some volunteer rye along the edge and with beards. That's true, the cow was beardless. And they basically, I got pictures of it, they basically ate everything except the stock in that treated cow. It is crazy. So the stories you hear about grasshoppers love beardless things like wheat and treated cow, it's true. It's very true to the extreme. So that cost me probably, I don't know, 600-800 bushels, I'm guessing, somewhere in there. So anyway, pretty good. But anyway, I want to give a big shout out. I wanted to give a big shout out to Alexander. He did a really good job, and they did it. They did a good job overall. Good equipment. Everything was going good. So anyway, today is the Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour. And why it's on my mind, I stopped by there this morning, and she said that they will be closed on the 4th, but they will be open Friday and Saturday. Because I know a lot of the businesses will probably close for the whole weekend, but she said they're only closing for the 4th, and they'll be reopened Friday morning. So that's just a FYI for you guys. So anyway, well, let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. And I'm going to try to get a hold of Brandon Hickey. He's in Grand Island, Nebraska. We got a shoot going on up there with the 4-H. We had four kids from Oklahoma qualify for the national 4-H shoot. So we're going to see if we can get a hold of him because, man, they had quite the sale there at Elk City Sale Barn Friday. So I want to find out some more juicy details on that. So anyway, we'll be right back after this break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
For 20 years, Brandon and Jill Culver of Culver Electric have been your trusted name in residential and commercial electrical needs. Here's Brandon.
This is Brandon Culver with Culver Electric. On behalf of all the Culver Electric family, we want to say thank you to all of our many dedicated customers for relying on us to serve you for 20 years. We have grown in so many ways and in areas we never dreamed possible. None of this would have been possible without y'all. We value your trust and loyalty in the many ups and downs along the way to reaching this milestone. We will continue to give you the best quality service to all of Western Oklahoma. From all of us here at Culver Electric to all of you, thank you so much, and we look forward to the next 20 years.
Culver Electric. For all your residential and commercial electrical needs, give them a call 580-243-5846 or stop by 1823 West 20th Street in Elk City.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom backs, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs. Or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, I got a hold of Brandon. This is exciting. We'll get information on beef, cattle, and plus some shooting going on. But first, Visalia, Oklahoma. Here is your ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. And that's the wrong one. I'll do Texas next time. 96 degrees, 103 is what it feels like. 70 is your dew point. Humidity is 43. The winds are out of the southwest at 14 with the wind gust up to 21. 10-day rain total, 86 one-hundredths of an inch. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 89. Sunset, 8:58. 30% chance of rain today. And you guessed it, 103 today. 30% chance tonight. Please, please, everybody keep their fingers crossed. We can all use the rain tonight. 72 for low, 100 and hot tomorrow. Mr. Brandon Hickey's on the phone with me right now. Thanks for taking time out of your vacation to spend 15 quality minutes with Jimmy Clark.
I am glad that the timing worked out where I could.
Is it hot up there?
It is. It doesn't sound like it's as hot here as it was there. And it's a little cooler today than it was yesterday. Yesterday was pretty scorching up here. We was probably pretty close to what you were down there, but today we're in the mid-90s. Today it feels really nice compared to what it was yesterday.
Oh yeah, I'll take mid-90s over 103 any day. And because once it gets above about 98, it don't matter anymore. Got a text message, and I heard one of the kids up there with your group up there just made 4-H Nationals and air rifle. Is that right? Is the air rifle going on up there?
The air rifle, small bore pistol, small bore rifle, and I'll forget some of these. I know I won't get them all named. Recurve bow. Compound bow.
Compound bull.
There's compound bow. hunting skills. Let's see. That's 6. Shotgun is 7. Air rifle is 8. And I'm missing maybe air pistol. I mean, air pistol, air rifle, small bore pistol, hunting skills, and shotgun, and compound bow and recurve bow, I believe, are the 9 different disciplines that are up here.
Well, Jason Hutcherson, I guess. If I say that right, Jason Hutcherson, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, from Roger Mills County, made 4-H Nationals. That's cool.
Yes, sir.
It's fun. So anyway, so have you been to Applebee's to get the chicken wings yet?
I haven't. We went yesterday evening when we got done with the closing ceremonies. Jimmy Dunlap had recommended to us to just eat at the Texas T-Bone, so we actually tried that last night.
Oh, I know it. He was giving me hell Sunday. Hey, I told Brandon if he wants to get a T-bone, I said I wasn't talking about beef. I was talking about some chicken wings.
Yep. And the night before that, well, Mr. Stone and done the cooking for us. We ate at his camper. He had us a really nice pulled pork that he cooked in his crock pot that was very, very delicious. So that's what we had the first night. And then last night we went to Texas T-bone. Not sure what the plan is tonight yet. Two of the boys have already shot their sporting clays rounds today. The other two, the two Beckham County boys, are starting probably here in the next 30 minutes or so.
Okay. Well, cool. And then let's see here. Friday, all I've heard from people that I run into, did you see what happened at Elk City Friday? Tell everybody what happened.
Oh, just, you know, we had a good big string of one gentleman's calf crop that he brings every year right here in June, and they're always nice. He's got a good program, handles them right, got the calves all worked and around the shots in them, and that was it's always a good day. You know, there's always a lot of people come because we sell them in big groups, you know. You know, those, they're his calves. I believe he brought 521 of them, so you know, we we had group sizes in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and even hundreds. And there was people there to buy them. They come for them, and they got right after them. And it carried over throughout the rest of the day. When we first started that morning, everything went really well and sold good, and lots of buyer interest and participation. You always worry a little bit when you get to this time of year and it's starting to get a little bit hot, and you don't know for sure what to expect, but they come hunting those calves, and then the cow market. We had a lot of really good bred cows and pairs, the market on them was really, really good. Something we see sometimes in the summertime, and then it'll also kind of happen in the wintertime. But for the most part, the bred cows outsold the pairs. But both were really, really good, really high, lots of buyer interest and participation all day long. So.
Yeah, I think Jimmy said, what'd you have? How many cows do you have there Friday? Quite a few.
Yeah. I think we didn't quite make 600. We had 560 something, I believe, was the final tally on the cows.
That's a lot.
2,300 and something total. But it was a lot of big groups, a lot of stuff already able to be pre-sorted, and we whooped that 2,300 head sale out pretty quick, so we was able to have a lot of pre-sorting done, and a lot of big groups. So it was a good day.
Was those calves that come over here every year, was those the ones out of Childress, is that right?
No, out of Wellington.
Or Wellington, okay, sorry.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I didn't mean to downplay Wellington. That was my bad. Anyway, you had 2,203 head, and then butcher cows and bulls, if anything, it might have went up a little bit, but up to 158 on the slaughter cows and 186 on the bulls, and that's just what has been amazing me all year long on those slaughter cow prices. Just crazy.
Yes, sir.
Anyway.
It's crazy that those butcher bulls are within just a few pennies on the their live weight is worth just a few pennies of what a fat steer coming out of the feedlot that's had 120, 150 days of feed or more. They're worth just within a few pennies of each other a pound on the live weight. That's just crazy to me.
Right. Well, then yesterday over at Western Oklahoma, did I see that? What's wrong with my phone here? Hang on. Only Elk City, this new phone crap making me, anyway, we'll get back. There it is. I got it. So you had a little bit, almost 1,000 head over there, and still the same thing going on. Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy increase and nothing going down. So even the heifers, the prices on them is crazy.
Yeah, what I was impressed with, of course, I wasn't there yesterday, but I had my crew in place, and they did a phenomenal job getting the sale ran and taking care of everything, and I was getting reports off and on throughout the day, and maybe a question or two here and there, but for the most part, they handled it. But when I got to see the results afterwards, the gentleman that brought us the 70 head of 947 pound steers or something at 247.50. I thought that was a phenomenal sale. He's got good cattle, good home raised cattle, and coming off the wheat and then moving them to the grass. They got big and done good, and there was a lot of bidders on those steers from what I was told.
247.50. That's over $2,300 a head.
Yes, sir.
Dang. Anyway, so, well, cool. Well, sir, I know you're busy. You got things going on. So you're not open at Elk City this Friday?
Correct.
And not open at Clinton Monday?
Correct.
And then you'll be closed at Elk City Friday following 4th of July. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I got it right. But you'll be reopened after the 4th of July weekend at Western.
Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction will be back in business July the 8th and back in business at Elk City on July the 12th.
What are you going to do with all this time?
Well, we're going to be shooting. We've got 5 days of it here in Nebraska, and then when we leave Nebraska, then for the 4th of July, we'll be cycling over to Laramie, Wyoming, and shooting in the Wyoming State Shoot from that Wednesday through that Sunday. And we got a couple of 3 days to do some stuff for Aaron and I in between. Nate will be getting to shoot all this time, but we do have Saturday, or actually Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that maybe we'll get to do some things other than shoot. But that's the rest of the time we'll be watching Nate shoot.
So are you going to be back to Cheyenne, Oklahoma on the 4th for the turtle race?
I will not make that this year.
Oh, yeah, I just thought about that when Monty texted me that deal about Jason. I thought about the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Roger Mills County Farm Bureau turtle race. There's $500 in a pot, I heard. I might find me a turtle.
Yep.
So, anyway, well, you guys enjoy it up there, and give us an update. Shoot me a text when it's all done up there this week and tell me how our kids from Oklahoma done.
We'll sure do her.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.
You bet. Thank you, Jim.
All right. Bye. All right. There you have it. Direct from Grand Island, Nebraska. That's kind of a cool town. That highway is very slow going through the middle of Grand Island going north. When you're in a hurry to get to work in North Dakota. But other than that, pretty cool little town there. Right there, what is that, I-80? Yeah, I-80 and right there along the river. So anyway, pretty cool country. Anyway, well, let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. When I come back, I will have your Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Market update. Be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report from Monday, June 17th. 1,233 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 453 brought 321. 9 at 609 brought 292. 8 at 666 brought 288. 5 at 905 brought 237. 17 at 909 brought 237. 4 at 951 brought 227. 23 at 952 brought 229. 4 head of heifers at 286 brought 353. 12. 3 at 583 brought 229. 28. 5 at 667 brought 242. 13 at 787 brought 238. 56 at 852 brought 229.10. 50 at 985 brought 212. Butcher cows were 137 to 178. Butcher bulls brought 52 to 154. Bred cows were 1350 to 2650. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, since I got my wires crossed, now we'll do the Texas Panhandle Ag Weather Update. And before we do our Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Market Update, so I just went with the big town of Lipscomb for your Ag Update. 96 degrees, heat index is 100, humidity 39, dew point 67, the winds are out of the southwest at 17 with wind gust up to 20, peak wind gust today 30 miles per hour. Month to date, precipitation 2.31 inches of rain, 8 inch soil temperature, 80 degrees. Well, speaking of our dry weather that we're going into now, burn bans. People ask me all the time about burn bans, and right now is a good time to talk about it. The weather's getting drier, and grass is getting drier. You guys know what's going on up there. So in Oklahoma, I'm shocked. There's no burn bans currently in Oklahoma. In our Texas Panhandle, though, we have a lot of them. Let's see if I can get this to zoom out. I don't know if it will or not. Anyway, quite a few counties in the Texas Panhandle. Wheeler and Gray is the ones that are probably in my listening area. But there's a lineup from Wheeler, Texas, all the way straight across the whole panhandle. All those counties there are in a burn ban. And then also somewhere, and I'm going to say that's in the Pampa, maybe west of Pampa, and then up north, up in that area there, you're in a burn ban there. So anyway, so speaking of burn bans, if you, 4th of July is next Thursday, unless we get some rain or something, it's really dry out there, people. So if you got people that have permission to pop fireworks on your property, whether it's out where, you probably should talk to them prior to it, because this is just not, this is not good. You know, I love fireworks as much as anybody. Be sure and talk to them about safety and stuff, popping your fireworks out on your property, because the grass and stuff is really dry and brittle right now. Well, let's go ahead and do this Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Market Update. Current price on July corn right now is down 8.5 at 425. September's 431, down 8.5 also. July soybeans, 1161, down 14 and a quarter. August is 1145, down 15 and a quarter. Soybean meal for July, 360, 360, down 920. August, 350, 90, down 740. Soybean oil, July, 42.71, down 78. August is 43, down 79. Hard red and winter wheat, July, 573, down 7.75. And September is 580, down 7.5. See what the old cotton's doing. It's slowly coming back up. July cotton, 73.50, up 2.21. Let's see here. August oil from West Texas, crude oil, 80.99, down 64. And we got natural gas is down 4 at 276 for July. Looks like the Dow is in the red and S&P slightly in the positive side. And the NASDAQ's up pretty good. And then what else we got here? Cattle. Let's talk cattle. Live cattle for June, 189.25, down 30, or up 35. Let me back up. Up 35. August is 184.15, down 67. October, 184.07, up 27. Feeder cattle for August, 258.72, down 17. September's 259.67, down 45. Lean hogs for July, 89.35, down 60. And August is 86.52, down 20. There you have it. Let's see here. What have I got here? Anyway, I was looking at this map of the farmer's struggle with corn and soybeans right now. And I was checking out the corn map, and the corn, the crops in good, corn that's in good to excellent condition in Texas is only 53%. And a couple weeks ago, it was in the 70s. And then Kansas and Colorado are 62 and 58% in a good or excellent condition. But this heat is already taking, I can already see this, heat is already taking its drought. The soybeans, for the most part, I was kind of shocked. It must be pretty dry in Illinois because they're at 59%. And what's that right above that? Michigan? Michigan's right above them. They're at 64%. But Texas, I mean, it's dropped 20% in corn condition in the last few weeks. So, not good. Not good at all. And anyway, the day is Stockman's Vet Clinic. And as most springtime calving is pretty much done, it's time to prepare for breeding season if you haven't already. I know a lot of guys like to turn their cattle, their bulls out in April, but there's a lot of people that do in June and early July and have later calves. We are here to help you with your AI project needs and supplies. We can assist with everything from planning to complete turnkey breeding services. Also, as bull turnout is approaching, please don't neglect or schedule your herd bulls for a complete breeding soundness exam. It's the cheapest and most effective way to help ensure your next crop. Spring is also a great time to treat our cows and calves for all internal and external parasites as well. We are seeing ticks and lice already affecting some herds. With great cattle prices, let's visit. Make sure we are vaccinating our calves to help them maximize their health value, their health and value. How about that? We are here to help with all your livestock, horse, and pet needs whenever you need us. Stop by there at Stockman's Vet anytime at 1019 South Main Street in Elk City, or call 580-225-0200 to schedule an appointment or for after hours emergency service. All right, today is Heyday Tuesday, and I got some before we get to, where did it go? There we go. Here's just some tidbits on what's going on in our dairy and our hay business and our cattle business, and then I'll save the hay report for after our next Stockman's Vet Clinic break. Milk production in the U.S. totaled 19.7 billion pounds in May, according to the USDA milk production report. This was down roughly 0.9% compared to May of 23. The nation's dairy herd was approximately 9.35 million head in May, although this was 68,000 head smaller than May of 23. Cow numbers were about 5,000 head higher last month than in April. Production per cow remained steady at 2,105 pounds per year. Cattle and calf on feeds for slaughter market in the U.S. for feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 head or more total 11.6 million head on June 1st, which was slightly ahead of June of 23. The USDA's cattle on feed report pegged placements in feedlots there in May at 2.05 billion head, marking Eden's and fed cattle to 1.96 million head. And there you have it. Hey, have you guys ever, that grows alfalfa out there, have you ever had any what these call potato leaf hoppers on your plants? Are those little bitty, look like midget grasshoppers? I'm talking about tiny, tiny little bitty green grasshoppers. Is that what the potato leafhopper does? I meant to look that up for the show, and I just seen that statement there. It says, defend your alfalfa fields against potato leafhoppers. I was just wondering if that's what those ones. I never actually Googled it and looked at it. Maybe I'll do it during this break. We'll see. Oh, by the way, I had a cancellation on a quarter of beef that's coming in to Route 66 over at Sayre tomorrow morning. And if anybody's interested in a quarter of beef, best beef west of the Mississippi, give me a buzz. I'll hook you up on a quarter. Might even make you a deal on it. Buy a quarter beef and I'll give you 5 pounds of tomatoes for free. Deal of the day. Give me a buzz. Anyway, let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet break. And when I come back, I'll have your Southwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update brought to you by the Hobart Farm and Garden there in Hobart, Oklahoma. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
If they call me, they're expecting me to get whatever task done. To a farmer, tractor, combine, gets him up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in, we'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. If we're competitive on price, we say we'll bring it to you, we'll do whatever it takes to get it to you, make life easier on you, or you can call us to solve a problem. Hey, can you get this? Why wouldn't you? My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
If you've been looking for a good dealer you can trust when it comes to buying a new car, truck, or SUV, well, the Lipscomb dealerships have arrived in Elk City and Sayre, and we'd like to invite you out to help us celebrate with good people and great deals on new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, and pre-owned vehicles backed by a family that's been in the car business for almost half a century and always puts you, the customer, first. Lipscomb. Good people. Great deals in Elk City, Sayre, and at LipscombDealerships.com.
Hey everyone, this is JJ Quibido at No Limit Land Management and Excavation. At No Limit Land Management and Excavation, we are proudly veteran-owned. We deliver top-tier forestry mulching, land clearing, and excavation services across Oklahoma. We leverage advanced technology, including our Fecon Fusion machine, to ensure projects are completed with efficiency and faster than our competition. Our comprehensive offerings include terrace building, pond grading, junk removal, and gravel installation, all performed with the highest level of professionalism and precision. We are committed to excellence and reliability, transforming each property into a testament to the American dream. We are locked and loaded and ready to get your land cleared, regardless if it is cedars, elms, cottonwood, mesquite, or any other invasive trees. We can help you clear up your pastures for grazing or get your land ready to build. Give No Limit Land Management and Excavation a call at 580-303-8479. We do not give bids over the phone. That number again is 580-303-8479.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right. Thanks for all the messages about the beef. Let's see who's going to be the taker. Radio works. I'm telling you guys, it works. I had a dozen requests on pricing on that. I think you shouldn't worry about the price of beef because you're going to get prime beef with this quarter. You should thank me for throwing in $20 worth of tomatoes. So anyway, all right, here's your Hofer Farm and Garden Ag weather update. Altus, Oklahoma, 99 degrees, feels like 105. The heat risk is moderate. Dew point is 69, humidity is 39. Let's see here. The winds are out southwest at 16 with wind gust up to 21. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 88 degrees. And 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, Nueno is 0.2. Sunset, 8:54. 102 for high today. I think you're going to get there plus some. Tonight, 20% chance of slight chance of thunderstorms, 77 degrees. Tomorrow, 105, hot, with southeast winds at 7 to 10 miles an hour. Oh, there you have it. All right, let's see what hay's bringing right now. Looking at this, I don't think much has changed, but we'll check it out anyway. Alfalfa hay in Kansas, 190 to 300 for premium, 150 to 230 for good. Missouri, 200 to 350 for, Missouri's up a little bit. For premium alfalfa and 150 to 200 for good alfalfa. New Mexico, 220 to 350 for premium, 220 for good. Oklahoma, 170 to 200 for premium alfalfa, 140 per ton for good alfalfa. Texas, anywhere from 300 delivered to 380 not delivered for premium, and 280 to 300 for delivery on good alfalfa. Grass and other hays, let's see here. Kansas, 175 to 200 a ton for good. Missouri's 225 a ton. Oklahoma, nothing available. Texas, 300 to 340 for premium hay, grass hay. Looks like Washington, they must be, I need to check the drought map. Got a new one coming out here in a couple days. Anyway, Washington is 300 to 400 for premium grass hay. Whew, man, stuff's high over there. So I thought about this, but I'm gonna have a gentleman come on from Thomas ORL from up there, come on next Monday or Tuesday to talk about it, because with this flash drought moving in pretty fast here in western Oklahoma, crabgrass season on non-irrigated land is just about done. But there is a lot of written, there's a lot written and said about the cool season forage summer slump. Annual warm season grasses such as sorghum or native grasses often top the list of suggested. And then they got, what else is there? However, let's not forget about one of the good old standbys that has been both a villain and worshipped through the years. Crabgrass. We reached the point in the summer where the side of crabgrass invasion into cool season grass pastures or in growing crabgrass monoculture are a welcome relief, at least by some grazers. Cows simply devour crabgrass, a species that can be grown across a wide swath of the United States. Crabgrass can be a forage alternative to feed cattle due to its high yield and nutrient value, NV value, compared to other warm season grasses such as Baja grass, I guess I'm saying that right, or Bohannon grass and Bermuda grass, crabgrass can offer higher nutrient value. Nutritious. It's nutritious, man. The crabgrass has a clump-type growth habit and spreads with stolons, which are above-ground stems that grow horizontally and can produce new roots. Although it's officially considered an annual forage, crabgrass has the ability to produce and drop large amounts of seed on the soil surface. During one growth cycle, most crabgrass users allow it to mature and drop seed that will comprise the next year's crop. Pretty good stuff. We bought some, when was that crazy hay here? Year before last, 2 years ago? Because we ran out of hay here. We bought some that was just growing wild in the wheat fields up there by Billings. And bought that, and it wasn't cheap either, but it was baled up with wheat straw because it was in the wheat stubble. Anyway, those cows licked it up like it was chocolate candy. I mean, it was good. A good stand of crabgrass can be achieved by seeding 3 to 5 pounds of pure live seed per acre. Drilled seeds from quarter to half inch deep. Seeds need planted to don't need planted too deep. Crabgrass seeds can be also broadcast with fertilizer and other sudden using the higher end of the seeding range or more to cultipack after seeding for cultipack it before to improve the seed to soil contact. This will also reduce seed losses. Pasture establishment can be enhanced through nitrogen fertilization. But anyway, though, it's good stuff. So we're going to have RL from Thomas down here on there. I knew what it was an hour ago, but his last name, I'm not even going to try to mess it up. I don't want to embarrass myself. Anyway, it's complicated. It's easy to say if you know how to pronounce it right. So anyway, we'll stay with RL from Thomas. How's that? But anyway, he's going to come on next week, Monday or Tuesday, and we're going to talk to him about it because it's not too late to put crabgrass in under pivots, but you're getting there. We're getting towards the end of the season, so it's pretty good. All right, what else we got going on here? Oh, there's a house bill I don't like politics, but this one's interesting because I think this Roundup deal, all these lawsuits, because you guys know that started in California, so you know the trend's been going since. But anyway, tucked into the horticulture section of the farm bill approved by the House Ag Committee in language shielding seed and ag chemical buyer giant Bayer from lawsuits against its Roundup weed killer. Section 10204 running 1.5 pages amounts to get out of jail free card for pesticide companies, according to a guardian of victims' rights. The provision to require uniformity in national that's it. Thank you very much. RL Dow Ripple, did I say that right? Anyway, it's not spelt like that. Anyway, for writing their own warning labels for pesticides and say courts could not hold manufacturers liable for damages if they put only EPA-approved labels on their packages. The EPA says glyphosate, the main ingredient in Roundup, is safe to use. What do you guys think about that? I think Roundup is probably one of our safer products used out here. Not saying nothing against the rest of them, but it's a contact chemical, and I just think that it got off on the wrong foot out there in the courts of California. And guess what? You know how things are out there on the West Coast. And so I just think it's I don't know. Everything causes cancer. I'm sorry. There's a lot of things cause cancer, but man, how does people end up going to stay in business like Bayer that sells the Roundup and stuff, or manufactures the Roundup and stuff, when these juries and these courts are awarding one person millions and millions and millions of dollars on something that I don't know if it can be scientifically proved that it was Roundup? What else was he doing while he was spraying Roundup? What else did he spray besides Roundup? What did he smoke when he was a kid in high school? What's this? What's that? And I know a gentleman that got lip cancer and never dipped or never smoked. So, I mean, this everybody's lawsuit happy. I just seen an article on a pop-up while ago where 12 kids over in Hawaii sued the state of Hawaii for climate change. And they won. So I don't know. Oh, man. Hey, have you guys noticed that ever since we started kicking all these climate change, you know, carbon capture and backing off on cows farting and getting rid of cattle over there, like in Ireland, where they've basically been banned. But the more and more we try to control our climate, the hotter it gets on Earth. You notice that? Ever since they've kicking in all this stuff and put in jet fuel and got all that stuff there, it's just, we're getting hotter. I don't think their plans work, and I think we need to go back to our old ways about 10 or 20 years ago. But anyway, that's why I don't talk politics, because it ain't good. But anyway, guess we'll see you guys tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed it. This is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, Oklahoma. See you tomorrow. God bless.